So welcome everyone to our support call for the 2018 Bridgewalk campaign. I realize we're now in 2019. but gosh, there's so much to look at. And I want to remind folks, especially people who may not have been on the calls with us before, that these calls are an opportunity really to look at anything around the campaign. So it could be insights you're having in your own participation around the campaign, process insights. It might be ideas that you're having that you would be willing to share with the team that others of us might benefit from, or places where you feel like you're stuck or could use some assistance, some reflection to look at what you're seeing as you're looking at your own participation and would like some facilitation around that. As well as, you know, if there are technical things that you're coming up against in your participation, sometimes we can easily answer something like that on these calls, and it tends to be a benefit to everyone because often other people will have the same issue. And if we can't answer it on this call, then we can certainly point you in the right direction to make sure that you can get that answered. So we're just a little more than a week out from ending the campaign, and I feel like there's a lot already to celebrate because we have, I'm just looking at the total, we've surpassed $77,000 raised so far, and that just feels incredibly phenomenal. And that doesn't count a number of donations that are still coming in. A lot of folks are donating by check, and those get hand-entered into the campaign, and there are still a number of those waiting to be entered. So we're even beyond that 77,000, and it feels like such a good place to be a week out from the campaign. It really gives us something as a team to move towards and to shoot for in this last week. So with that, I would open it up to anyone who would like to start us off. And sorry, actually, I have not muted everyone. Everyone's being quite good about no background noise. But if you have muted, then obviously to participate, you would just press star 6 to unmute yourself.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, quick question.
Sure.
If anything comes in after January 15th, would it go through the same route to be able to donate?
Yes, so, sorry, go ahead, or what?
Or does that site shut down at the 15th, or does it stay open?
You know, that's such a fabulous question, Carol. We're also brand new to this technology, so I think what's probably my best guess, and Ashwini, please jump in, or Sherry, if you have a sense of it, that we'll probably kind of have to see what's going on when the 15th comes and how that works, but certainly, as with any of the campaigns we've done, if there's a donation that makes its way to us after that, we will absolutely find a way to include it in the totals. Not sure exactly how that will look, but we can definitely help with making that happen.
Carol, I think this is Ashwini. The best thing would be is if are you saying that you're asking people to go to the site to donate and that they might want to donate after the 15th? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I made it clear that it goes till the 15th, but people don't always get things on time.
Well, if for some reason the campaign site is not up on the 15th, there will be at least a page at that URL with a link to where to donate so that one would be left hanging.
Okay, great.
Right? So there'll be some instruction that says the campaign site has been closed, but we welcome your donation. Click here to donate, and we'll include it.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
And, you know, Carol, that reminds me that this is such a good opportunity this week out. I'm going to be drafting an email to all of my folks because, as you say, often even people who do want to participate, you know, life is busy. Things come up. They forget. They've been through, you know, the holiday, the new year, all of that. And so I'm drafting a communication just to say, you know, thank you to everyone who's donated and a reminder to anyone who still wants to participate or a week out, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm using that, the upcoming deadline, as an opportunity to send folks a friendly reminder.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Who else?
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi. Well, that was helpful what you were just talking about, because I think that's sort of what I'm looking at, is sort of the final put, because I sort of got past the initial resistance of, okay, I'm going to, you know. and that was, it felt really good. Because there were times when I felt like, I'm not going to do it this year. I'm just going to donate myself. And and then, you know, someone in my family was talking about, wow, I really need to find something to donate about girls' education before the end of the year.
Well, I can't help you with that. I don't know. Oh, that's so great, isn't it? You just think that's a religious moment, right? Truly, I think it is all for me. I think.
And so I'm pretty close to my fundraising goal, which is very exciting.
Oh, congratulations.
But there's still, thank you. But there's still that little bit left, and I'm noticing it's, I think we talked about this on an earlier call, where it's like, you mean I have to do that uncomfortable thing again?
Exactly.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm seeing like that. It feels like it would be helpful to send a reminder, but then I guess the fear I'm having, you know, the story or whatever, is like, oh God, you're like spamming people, and and I was seeing, you know, that there are other people I could reach out to, and you know, and so I think just.
Well. I'll tell you a couple things. If I remember correctly, in that conversation that you're alluding to, one of the things we were talking about is how helpful it is that, you know, so the way it's framed is, oh my gosh, I have to do this hard thing again. And I think what we were looking at is that's how it gets framed. But what's actually happening is, you know, sometimes what happens is we're allowed to sort of burst out of ego's comfort zone, if you will, in these little, you know, in these little bits. And, you know, in my experience, it's only because it can't stop us. That's the only reason it lets us do that, because for whatever reason, we've reached escape velocity in that moment. And it's just, so the only thing it can do is kind of let us do it. And then begin this very quiet campaign around, wow, that's fabulous. You did that. Okay, now, of course, it wouldn't use this language, but essentially, let's everyone come on back to the, you know, the quote comfort zone, and let's be us again. So then it feels like it's hard again to you know, kind of get that escape velocity going again. But so that means it's such a benefit to be, quote, required or invited, because, of course, we're not at all required, especially in this case, but invited to do it again, because what's possible for us is that as we practice doing that, it becomes much, much easier to get on that runway. There's not that same, in my experience, not that same, big push every single time we approach it. And then in terms of the content of it, one of the things that I've realized is with the, I don't know if this has been the case for you, but there's the option to donate anonymously. So a number of my donors have done that. And so I don't actually know. I truly don't know who has donated and who hasn't, which is kind of nice in a way, because what I realize it gives me the opportunity to do is to have this next communication to my donors be both a thank you and a reminder. So essentially, and this is one of the things I appreciate about practice too, is that there's a way in which we don't ask people or we don't require people to step up and participate, because it's not the same to be required to do it versus choosing to do it, you know, versus actually getting it. We talked about this on the New Year's retreat, right? Actually getting in touch with your heart and seeing what you actually want to do. And that feels like such a different process than, well, you know, here's this person, Jen, who wants me to do this, and so I better. You know, that's a really different process than being invited. So I know in my letter, I'm going to approach it in that way. Thank you so much. You know, here's how much our my team has, you know, our small team mm-hmm. has raised. Here's how much the larger team has raised. And here's mm-hmm. what we're going for as a larger team. I'm going to pause for 1 second here, Laura, and mute people. Mm-hmm. Actually, so will you unmute yourself when I do that?
Sure.
Because it will mute you also. Yeah, hang okay. on 1 second. All right, let me know when you're back, Laura.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just getting a little background noise. So just that place where the next communication can really be a thank you so much. And also that I feel I know we're going to be successful. I absolutely 100% know that. And for mm-hmm. me, it's really creating a sense of, I don't know, to use sort of a, you know, new agey kind of word, but a sense of empowerment as a team. Like, we've done this. We've done this. And that feels really, really huge to me. And I mm-hmm. feel like everyone who's participated on every level is part of that. And I want to let my team know that they're part of that. And mm-hmm. that there's this, now we've got the finish line to cross. And I want everyone who would want to, who is inspired. Like, for example, how many people on my little team are like your relative who you had no idea. She's actually looking for this very thing, right? And I don't know who's out there who wants to do that. So to say, wow, I want to help my team cross the finish line. If you want to be part of that, you know, here's how you can do that. And so to really have it be an invitation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a celebration. It's exciting to hear about successes like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really exciting. Yep. And all the things that's going to make happen, you know, that I sometimes wish everyone could be on the front lines, if you will, the way I am. For example, yesterday we walked into the bank and we sent the funds that are going to put all those girls in college. And right after I did that, I got online and I saw the photographs that had been posted onto the you know, the place on the Africa website where we post Teresa's photos that she sends every month. And there are Miriam and Esther Miriam and Sylvia back from vacation from nursing school for a few days visiting the property. And it's just like, wow, it's real. This is really, like, these are not pretend dollars. Like, these dollars are actually doing these amazing things. And it's so fun to be able to put all those pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for persevering.
Thank you for all the support. It's really helpful.
It's so fun. Yep, so fun. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks.
So if folks want to unmute themselves, just press *6 to do that.
Stephanie?
Hi. I'm very inspired listening to the call, and I see what stops me.
And good. That's the whole point of the whole thing, isn't it?
It really is. It truly is. And in some ways, it's a few simple steps that just need to be taken.
Yep.
You could have blown yourself up. You could have. What was that?
I'm not sure. I think maybe we're getting some background noise.
Background. Okay.
I couldn't hear what it was.
I thought I heard "you're so right" or something like that. which I'll take.
And you are so right.
Yeah. Another thing that stops me is getting wordy and wanting to leverage.
Did you say getting worried?
Wordy.
And got it. Getting wordy and wanting to leverage.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
exactly.
I know that one. Yeah.
I got slightly worried because I thought, 1 week? Are you kidding me? And it just shows time has gone by so fast. But that's okay. A week is a really good fat week.
It is. And you know what, Stephanie? you and I are not alone in that that procrastination kind of process. And so what I project is there's a way in which this will be the biggest week of the campaign because people pay attention when time is tight. That's just how we seem to work as human beings. That's when you get people's attention.
It really is. That's when the energy, mm-hmm. oh, there's a deadline. Suddenly it's like, oh, mm-hmm. I need to stick that into this deadline. Like it
exactly.
pushes the energy into like, oh, okay, I got to really pay attention now.
Yep.
So
yep,
the
exactly.
wordiness tends to get, I just, you know, start, try to make it simple, and then I just add and add and add and
yep.
add, and then I go over it. So there's that.
Yep. Yep.
And I think I'm going to go back to, I actually have an example of what somebody else wrote, and it was just short and sweet. It's like, okay, that's all we need.
Yep.
I mean, here it is. This yep. is what drives me and makes me just, it's so fulfilling. We can really create this massive change. If you want to join, please join. And, you know, love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yes. Yes. I completely relate to that process of wanting to leverage it, and that ending up being a very subtle or not so subtle way that the voices are attempting to stop us, right? Because I mean, it could be so good, and if I could just write, and which can translate to, you know what, forget it. It's
yes.
either it's too hard or I'll do it next time. And I'll tell you, one of the places I got to with it, Stephanie, and I project you could be right there, is, I mean, I'm in it for the long haul, right? This is not the only year I'm going to do this. I'm going to be with this amazing group of people in Zambia as long as they're in it, you know? And so let me try this year. Let me do something different. I've always, you know, I know that process of trying really hard and making the words just right and adding and adding and adding. Let me try something different this year. Let me try being simple. And if that doesn't work, then I'll try something else next year. To me, that completely takes the pressure off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like as an experiment, as everything is an experiment.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm part of a big team, and it's not all up to me, and my participation counts.
Right. It really does. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
And even just the little steps that I can take, make it simple, send it out, speak from my heart, and just do it. I mean, that yep. I can do that. I know I can do that.
Exactly.
And then just see what happens. And then let
exactly.
it go.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. And then celebrate the participation of the whole team, which includes you. And, you know, that's the thing. It always includes us. You know, there's that place we talk about. It's impossible to be excluded. It's impossible to not be part of life. It's impossible not to be included. But when we get talked into something like Laura was saying, you know, well, maybe I'll sit out this year, or, you know, it gets so complicated that I end up not doing it. It, for me, it's just so much easier for the voices to make us believe that lie that we don't belong. And that when we do jump in and participate with everything we've got, and as you say, letting go of the result, not at all being focused on the result, then we actually can experience our own, you know, belonging to all of it, to all of life, we could say.
Mm. Right. And that's so well put. Because these little steps, which ego makes hard, they're just a couple
yes.
little steps, right?
They're yes.
easy.
Yes.
You know,
they're easy. Yes.
Clicks. It is a few
yes.
clicks, right? It's not like I have to
yep.
walk 1,000 miles to talk to somebody and say, hey, can you, you know,
right.
5 minutes?
Yep.
And then that alone, those simple steps, just doing
yep.
them
yep.
is the participation that we seek.
It is.
Yeah. Boy, I have goosebumps all over my body.
Well, and I love the Sangha and participation piece of it, because as you're talking, what I'm seeing for myself is, I mean, I completely encountered that, all of what everyone's describing, in sending out my letter, all that. And then when I sat down to do it, when I actually got here, present, it was totally simple. It was completely simple, and I did it. and the response has been lovely. And, you know, not everyone has responded by any stretch of the imagination, which gives me the opening for the next letter. And I've watched that kind of voices dragging the feet process. And as everyone's talking this morning, I'm reminded, right, it's simple. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. And then there's
and
the energy to do it.
And often people say, oh, thank you for the reminder.
Exactly. I got so busy over the holidays. I really do want to participate. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, lovely. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Jan?
Yeah.
Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted. Hey, Sherry.
So, I can't now remember. Something Laura said triggered me, and it was to this. So when this first came up, I thought, well, I don't know anybody who's not in Sangha. So, you know, so it's not like I can write to people and ask them to join my team since they're Sangha. And they're probably doing the same thing, and how awkward is that? And And then, as I went along, I think I don't know how all of this works, but it just began to drop in people that I would never have thought of contacting.
Wow!
I just wouldn't have for whatever reason, and probably because they're not Sangha. You know, they're just not at the front of my, you know, these are people that I might talk to once a year or every 2 or 3 years. And yet we are a part of one another's lives. It's just that they're busy doing what they're doing and I'm busy doing what I'm doing. Our paths don't cross. And and that it was so fun to do that. And and I confess, I didn't have a lot going about it because I just, you know, it was just, I have no idea how they'll respond or if they'll respond. I have no idea. And they did. They did. And when I made my fundraising goal, I thought, you know, after I did it, after I put it up there, I thought, what was I thinking? I don't know anybody. Where, you know, and then
where am I going to get that money?
I got to where Laura got to, you know, well, I guess I'll just donate it myself. And which, you know, I set a pretty big goal, so that was going to be a bit of a rough patch. And and so as I thought of these people, and I would send them a letter and tell them about it, you know, to a person, they wrote right back and said, oh, great, yeah, sure. And they did. They donated. And I'm happy to say I have exceeded my goal at this point.
Oh, congratulations.
Which is,
that's fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very exciting for me. And for all of the reasons that people talk about. It's just really, it's fun to participate. It's fun to find out that I'm wrong, first of all, that I don't know anybody. Yeah. Or the idea that, well, that's kind of awkward. You know, we talk once every year or 2 years or 3 years or send it, or email each other that often. You know, that's kind of odd. And yet they were just right there and really excited about participating. And then the last thing I want to say is how much I loved your thing of this is what our team has accomplished, you know, when I send out to people again. And this is what the big team has accomplished. And I don't know. I mean, most of these people can certainly afford whatever they want to afford. And who knows, having read about it more and, you know, then it's that, you know, they tell somebody else, it's Laura's relative, right? Who's looking for some place to give money. Of course, we missed the end of the year, but still people might have that as a particular interest, and people who travel in circles tend to know other people who would share interests and financial well-being, and so there we go. So I'm excited to send that out to the people and tell them how we did as a team, and then how the big team has done.
Thank you for that, Sherry. there's so much in it, because I feel like there's such an excitement in, well, first of all, I would project that if I'm thinking about someone that's a part of my life, but, you know, we don't communicate very often, and they send me something, there's a way in which I feel included in their life. I feel...
Oh, yeah.
Right? I feel seen. I want to.
Yeah, we're sharing something. We're sharing in a different way. It makes me feel closer to them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. One of the things that happened in my family in particular was that people started to give it as a gift, donate to the project as a gift. So, you know, thank you, New Year's and Christmas and that kind of thing. And that's what I did as well. And what I found myself saying that, I don't know, but certainly the donations I've gotten this year have been very, very generous. One of the things the phrase I found myself using was, I am sharing this thing that I love so much with the people in my life that I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just that place of, it just makes complete sense to be sharing this, so it's not so much that, will you please, you know, kind of a place, as much as, you know, including someone in what's really important to me because they're really important to me.
Yes, well, and the whole thing becomes a gift.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's just all love.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I just love also that piece of, you know, just putting down that goal. As you said that, I saw for myself I had a goal, a number that just dropped in, and I backed off of it. I just saw that. And what's happened is I exceeded the number that I backed off of.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun in that way.
Well,
to see. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just that you used the word empowering, and
mm-hmm.
I think that,
mm-hmm.
that what you just said really speaks to that. That what we've all learned in this is that we can do whatever we set out to do. I remember when we got together in one of the original Zen centers in Mountain View, and we committed to raising $25,000, and we just looked at each other and thought, that's insane. There is no way we are going to be able to raise $25,000. And of course we did. But as the numbers have gone up, we have to remind ourselves that, this too. We just all set our sights on something, and we go for it, and we achieve it. That's the kind of people we are.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know if we'll ever find a way to truly express this to Miriam, Sylvia, Esther, and Rachel, but there's a way in which for me, so those are the gals who graduated last year from grade 12 and are now all in nursing school, I feel like that has shifted the energy somehow of the whole project, and that there's a way in which I think all of us feel like, wow, this is working, and what
they've inspired
happen,
us
it completely inspired us completely,
mm-hmm.
and all those things of like, well, I wonder where this is going to head, and well, I'll tell you where it's going to head in three years. Those gals are going to graduate, have jobs, and have money to support their families. Totally
mm-hmm.
brand new, first time
mm-hmm.
ever. They'll be the
mm-hmm.
first ones to do that. And it's just, so anyway, I feel, for me, that feels like when I've looked at, gosh, what's made my particular effort so successful this year, it feels like there's an energy behind it where people, one of my relatives, for example, gave much more generously than usual and just said, it's so exciting to have the privilege, to have the means to give to something that is so thrilling.
Boy, there it is.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Very
Jen.
Exciting. Thank you, Sherry.
Hey, Jen, this is Ashwini.
Yes, Ashwini.
So there were several things in the conversation that I wanted to point to as my experience and an observation also. The last thing about setting a goal and getting, you know, the thing that I was noticing about the whole campaign is there's a way in which if a goal seems unattainable, then
mm-hmm.
it is unattainable.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and I could feel the energy of the campaign change as it went on, where more and more people went past their resistance to do the thing that would make it possible. In other words, there is a felt sense of when everything's focused on that ego resistance of not working, and then people take steps to, let's, it's not about the goal anymore. It's about transcending the resistance.
Yeah.
It's what you were talking to Stephanie about. It's that those little steps. And then the energy shifts. And I think that we see that in the project with these girls who've gotten past and done the impossible. And we've seen ourselves do that, do the impossible, right? What's unattainable. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like an underlining of a universal process, which is so like being on retreat, because the first 3 days, the rhythm of the retreat is, oh my God, egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate has the upper hand. And then the energy of the retreat switches as everyone is worked on by the structure of the retreat to catapult into authenticity. And then everything gets released. It's just such a lovely process to catch onto as a pattern on a personal level and on a life level.
And there, again, there are so many things in that, Ashwani, but what that just that last piece reminds me of what you often talk about in quoting Sherry. I think that one of the things that makes this project, this particular part of practice, so important and such a gift to all of us is that it gives us a very concrete way to work with that resistance and to move, to see what happens and to move past it. And then once we've done that with this very, you know, we will do for the love of others what we would not be willing to do for ourselves. So it can tend to be easier to move past that resistance for a group of very inspiring people who are going beyond resistance in these very concrete ways. And then once we've really practiced that skill, we can bring it into our own lives and our own practice on so many levels.
Well, and Jen, that was what the point I was going to try to make, which is it's actually not any different because, you know, I watched that I sent out the, I know about 12 people outside of Sangha myself, and I sent it out to the same 12 people that I sent out last year. And I watched that I didn't send it to a certain group of people because of whatever personal resistance there was. This is a person I can't ask. This is a family member who will think it's weird that we have a weird relationship and in each of those cases, it was not about how I felt, right? It's that if my job is to wake up and end suffering, then every place where there's a no, I have to go for yes. And so it's not just for the campaign, but for me. And it was so interesting in, so I did it with a family member and they donated $100. And then this other person that I asked, and I spent the whole 24 hours after I sent that email in a knot of agony because I felt like I overstepped a particular boundary. And then the person called and said, you know what, you did, but I love you and I want to support you and I can't say no to you. I'm going to do this for you, and you've got to promise never to ask me again.
Clear.
And then donated $1,000. You know, it was just that place of, it was such a triumph in all of those ways, because there's a way in which you can do something that's so counterintuitive to, because you're choosing not to go with the karma. And then you have to face the karma of the discomfort and then see how generous those people can be, and they're choosing me, right? I don't do this, but I'll do it for you. It's just, it's an extraordinary process.
Truly, truly. And I don't know if this is a piece of what you're pointing out with that, Ashwani, but it's just that place of, so there you are, it drops in, this person, and then there's all this around it, there's this no, and then you realize, gosh, for my, just for me, not even for the project, but for my own practice, I need to go through that. I need to go through that. And then the willingness to go through it, and I'm not quite sure how to say it, but there's a way in which, from what you're saying, it's not about whether that was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do or whether you crossed a line or you didn't cross a line, but the critical line that you crossed was, I'm not going to live in fear of that conversation. And you were willing to go up against everything, and you did for that whole 24 hours. You know, after there, it comes in to try to torture us. But if we're willing to sit through it, the transformation is extraordinary.
Exactly. And the thing that I watched myself do when this person called and said, you crossed the boundary, was, okay, well, you don't, and they made me the deal, right? I'll donate, but you never ask me again. The impulse to talk them out of donating, because you don't have to do that. I know it's uncomfortable. You know, I'm sorry I asked. I'm sorry I, you know, that place of, okay,
oh,
well,
yeah, I do know.
Let me talk. And I watched all of that come up, and I just said, yes, please do. Please donate, because it was not for me. It was for the project. I didn't care how much the donation was, and was so astounded at the generosity of the donation. But the point was, I didn't go with the karmic place of going, I want to make you feel comfortable, because it's about me not feeling uncomfortable.
Exactly, exactly. That's what it feels like, that conversation of, no, it's okay. I'm sorry I asked. Feels like, well, I'm trying to make, quote, you comfortable, but realizing, no, that's about me.
Yeah.
Trying to make, quote, me comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Because that person was saying, I am going to donate, right? Despite you crossing the boundary, I am going to donate, and I was going to talk that person out of the donation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was extraordinary.
Yeah, truly extraordinary. And I can't remember if I said this, I guess in some form in the conversation with Sherry, but as you're talking, Ashwini, what I saw when you were talking about, yes, it was when you were saying you feel like that the tides turn, you know, the first 3 days in a retreat, resistance has the upper hand, and then as everyone starts to just be transformed by the structure, by the retreat itself, and same thing in the campaign here, and begins to stay with it and move to the other side of that, I would just bet you a lot of money that people who are donating, who might have nothing to do directly with Sangha, that they can feel that. They can feel, you know, it's that place where, if we were to talk in kind of California woo-woo terms, people can sense when they're being invited into something that's sort of, you got the foot on the brake, you know, yeah, I mean, it's good, but I'm not really sure, versus something that's like, this is an extraordinary project and an extraordinary group of people, and I'm inviting you to be part of that. And I feel like people can feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And the other point, I think, on a practice level, which I got more clearly than I've ever gotten in participating in fundraising before, is the place where you don't want to ask, because conditioning says whatever it says. But the number of people who donated because they loved me, because it was important to me, you know, it was not, they have no investment in the project. Yes, they you know, it's a wonderful project. They're actually involved in a whole bunch of wonderful projects. But this was personal because I was involved. And to be able to accept that I am that important to a certain group of people that they would make the donation on my behalf, that's an extraordinary place to accept also.
It is. It is. I'm guessing if we could see.
We do count ahead. In people's lives, but we're dismissed from people's lives, right? That's what conditioning does. It doesn't allow us to know that we're loved.
Yeah, the conditioning would try to dismiss us from people's lives, but something like this is such clear information that we're important, that people love us. That's such a good point. And I was just going to say, you know, I'm sure if we could see a show of hands, certainly mine would be up, but that's a place that it really tries to keep us from receiving. Yeah. Was there more?
Oh, I could go on.
But there's one little thing that I'll say, which is the conversation about reminding people about overshot my goal as well. But there's one person who asked me many times, you know, tell me when the deadline is, and hasn't donated yet. And I'm so motivated to go after them because it's like there's a way in which it's all right, but every dollar counts, and I'm actually going to hold you to your interest.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, thank you for saying that, because I have a number of people. I mean, I would say more than 50% of the people I have contacted have not responded at all. And I know there are people in there who want to. I know it. I know them. I know how they feel about me. I know how they feel about the world. And so, yeah, exactly. Thank you for that, to really stay with it. And even, you know, even with those of us who have exceeded our goal, I don't know about other people, but what I saw was this process of, okay, well, good. And then I realized, no, that's totally irrelevant. I am so invested in this larger team goal. And I want to bring my team to bear in bringing over the finish line for all of us.
That's exactly right. It's not about my goal.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I reached it, and so I can just sit back and watch. It's like there's a goal that's beyond that we want to reach, right? So you look at that little space, and you see a team which is underfunded. It's like, no, we want to go for that.
Exactly. Oh, that's a fabulous. You just gave me another idea to go through the different 9 teams and see which one needs a boost and to send my reminder to that team, you know, to that, in other words, to shift my... Ooh, that's a great idea. I love that.
Especially when you say, we've done it, but this team needs help.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And the other thing for me, Ashwini, is I'm completely motivated. Like, I am absolutely ready to make another donation. And not outside of what makes sense. I'm not talking about being a martyr and, okay, you can have all my money. But in other words, when I see that we're that close, I absolutely want to look again inside and see, okay, what else is here that I want to put in the pot? You know, what else do I have to help bring all of us over the finish line?
Jen?
When you find that out, I don't know if anybody else is in this position, but if you could highlight that in some way, which teams are underfunded?
Absolutely.
I love that too. I mean, that's like a whole nother campaign, because I thought of a couple more people, and we do have a week.
Exactly. And as we said with Stephanie, that's when most people are gonna do it. It's when there's a week left. A lot of us wait for that
moment.
Yeah. Okay. Super. Will do, Sherry. Thank you for that. And while we're waiting for the next person to unmute, I can already see hot fires. The charcoal definitely needs some help. They need another $4,000, so that's one. Who else?
Ben?
At all?
Hi.
Yeah, who's that? Oops, we're hearing a sort of a foghorn kind of sound. Whoever that is who unmuted, I'm not sure if you're on a computer or... That's better.
Jen?
Yeah. Is that Sequoia?
Hi. It's Sequoia.
Hey, Sequoia.
I don't think I was the foghorn, but I don't know.
You weren't the foghorn?
I just wanted to take a moment to... I think this is probably going to be... I don't know whether it's our last call, but these calls have been phenomenal. And just incredibly supportive, and I just want to express my appreciation for them. Mm. And it's like on every call, I've heard exactly what I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I attribute these calls to just getting the support needed to go forward in the project and. I just loved what everybody said today, and it is funny. I look back over who's donated, and you know, really, all the people, almost every person that donated this year was someone that Conditioned Mind said, don't contact them.
I was going to say, I know you had some pretty good stories as well in terms of, yeah, just that exactly that place. No, not them. No, not them. And then those are the people who really step up. I mean, I've heard you tell some stories in group about that.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, yeah, I just heard, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you putting yourself in this place again where you're just going to be disappointed over and over and over again that, you know, these people aren't going to, and wow. It was just such a victory, you know, just the whole process around it of just, you know, going to where the no is. And I too have been in that little place where I just need to go back in and recontact folks, because I know it's true that folks do want to donate and they get lost and they're
all the things we get lost in.
All the things we get lost in. So I just want to say this call has assisted me in making that next movement, and I'm just really excited, and gosh, it's just a phenomenal project. It's
a phenomenal project, and it's a phenomenal group of people. I mean, you know, relative to the number of people who are participating in this campaign, there's a very small group of those people on this call, and I mean, just with this number of people, how incredibly inspiring it is. So it's just, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, maybe it has to do with, I was thinking about the next email I send out, and there's just so much I want to convey, you know.
Yes.
About the transformation, and even the fact, I forget who it was, I just was so touched by the conversation you had with one of the women in the community who was asking, why do you keep coming back?
Yeah, I think, you know, Veronica. Yeah,
Veronica. You know, and maybe it's love. And I just, you know, I somehow want everyone to, you know, convey that to everyone. But you know, maybe as you said earlier, the words are just so unnecessary, because you know, I don't know how, but people just get it. They get it or they don't get it just by the intention or. Just by what we're practicing, you know, and you don't have to talk about it.
Oh, I do know. Yeah. I think it's a St. Francis quote, right? That comes up as you say that. Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Just the communication of it, just the way that we are, that's the message.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I look back over that first letter I sent out, and I thought, gosh, I don't know what I said in here that that prompted these folks to donate, you know? Except that I did try to keep it short.
Well, and you know, as you say that, Sequoia, what the basis of what Veronica was saying in that conversation was she was recalling a memory of Mama Sherry. And it wasn't, it was the way that Mama Sherry and all of us interact with the team that so strikes her, just so not what she's conditioned to expect.
Yes.
And that's what she's responding to. That's what's bringing her to that conclusion of, it must be love. What
it
else
must
could it
be love. Oh, yeah. Wow. Just got goosebumps all over. You know, really, that's it. You just are love, and it doesn't need words.
And one other connection that I would make, I don't know if this is so for you, but when you were saying, you know, up comes the voice that says, gosh, you're going to put yourself through another disappointment, or da-da-da. I don't know if this is so for you, Sequoia, but I feel like another corner that gets rounded is where I'm not putting myself out for another disappointment, because there's a way in which I participate from a place of already feeling, I don't know, whatever word, loved, appreciated, you know, all those things that my own practice provide for this person allows me to put it out in a way that isn't looking for something that is either going to get validated or disappointed.
Yes. My heart's already full, and if you want to participate, great. And, you know.
Exactly. I'm sort of almost offering from a place of overflowing versus asking you to fill something up for me.
Yeah, so true. Well, thank you again.
Thank you, Sequoia.
Thank you.
This is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
So I just wanted to add, say what I've been seeing in this call, too. It's been a fabulous call and very eye-opening and heart-opening and inspiring. So thank you for all of that. And what I saw in how I had approached my first and second emails and the difference between how I'm going to approach this next one is a radical shift, it feels like, between, and it's something that you said earlier and then what Ashwini and others have said as well, which is it's for their love. You know, you said, this is something I love so much and I want to share it with you who I love so much. And I saw the contrast between that approach and sort of what I had approached the first couple of times with was, look at all the good this is doing and how it's touching these people's lives and it's sending girls to college and it's going to help the planet because number 4 on the list of what we can do for global warming is educating girls, that of really, I mean, and it does have an air of kind of trying to convince, but even beyond that, it's a shift from, gosh, we can do so much good together, which is a very noble and lovely approach.
And all true.
And all true. But it's different than, I love this, I love you, and then allowing them to say, if they will, and I love you too.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Hmm. Boy, that really summed up what Ashwini was talking about beautifully. Thank you for that. Yeah. And to allow them to have that, and I love you too. Yeah. Can I tell you, Rebecca, one of my favorite things about what you're saying, it's projection, but, you know, just because it's projection doesn't mean it isn't true. Is that what I hear in what you're saying is the process of learning that's available to us when we don't go to self-hate. So it's like you're on this call, you have this insight, you see this whole thing, you see something about the letters you've sent out before, you see a possibility going forward, and you're just there for it, and that's what you do. And there doesn't need to be any discussion about anything else, what that means, oh my God, you know, any of that. You just walk into that next possibility.
Oh, that is so helpful and beautiful to see, because what I just saw in you saying that is that in allowing that to drop in and making that shift and even talking about it is in a sense showing me that I will choose love.
Yeah.
You know? Like, even above something that I really value, which is doing good in the world, I will let just plain old simple profound love trump even that.
Yep. And to me, there's a generosity in it as well, in the sense that if I'm seeing that and I'm willing to talk about it, what I receive in that, I would project, is huge. And also, it's now available to anyone else who might have something similar going on.
That's just the icing on the cake, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you.
And, you know, just one last thing about it, which is that, I mean, that's why there's no way we won't make it. I mean, with this kind of energy and this group of people, it's just, it's almost like it's so fun that we have this week ahead of us, right? Yeah. That we have this finish line to cross together. It just, it gives us somewhere to put all of this tremendous love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so well put. Yep, that well said.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
May I? Yeah. I know we only have a couple of minutes, but may I?
Absolutely.
Well, this has been absolutely marvelous, and I too am responding to the thing that I think Ashwini was the one who was talking about it. That what I'm doing. So people contact me and they ask me to give to things that are important to them, and I give because I care about them, which is what was pointed out. I just never thought about that before. You know, they always ask me to contribute to things that are good, obviously, but there are a billion things that are good that we could contribute to. But I love them, and so I want to support what's important to them. And really getting that's what's going on. And something else that somebody said that maybe it was you, Jen, about feeling our enthusiasm, that it's not about the project, because nobody has time to really get into the project, but feeling us move from, oh, this is a really wonderful thing, I wish you would, you probably won't, to, oh my God, this, I am so lit up about this, this is the most exciting thing. And they don't need to know any more than that. They just know how lit up we are. So it must be a good thing if somebody's that lit up about it, and the importance of us being in that lit up place for ourselves, because that's what makes life wonderful, and then for everything that we want to accomplish in the world. So I just putting those things together was really important, powerful for me. So thank you for that.
Too.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so. Yes, thank you so much, Sherry. Yeah, and thank you, everybody. It's been extraordinary, and we have an extraordinary week, and I guess it's about 10 days ahead of us. And so I do think this is our final scheduled call. We're certainly going to have to find some way to celebrate as a Sangha as we do cross the finish line. So I just, deep gusho to everyone, thank you so much. Do be in touch if you have questions or things that are coming up as you're finishing your team and that sort of thing. We'll try to get that information out that Sherry was talking about in terms of which teams need support. And unless there's anything else.
Just one more tiny one. I want that. So I project everybody does. A call like on the 16th, whatever day that is, or whatever day works after that we can get together and really celebrate this accomplishment. Everybody inviting everybody to that celebration. Yes. I would love that.
Oh, me too. The goosebumps. Thank you, Sherry. Yep, absolutely. All right. Unless there's anything else, we will say goodbye for today. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.